The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Last 18 months have been hugely challenging. We all know this for all of the people who have been dealing with COVID, whether that be frontline healthcare workers, whether that be people working in retail. But it looks like we are going to see some, maybe all, who knows, of those individuals get some kind of bonus. Could be cash, could be days off, could be a bank holiday. At this stage, it could be this budget. It could be Christmas. There is some suggestion that it could be spring before whatever happens, happens. To discuss all of this, I'm joined now by the General Secretary of the National Bus and Rail Union, Dermot O'Leary, Deputy Political Editor at the Irish Examiner, Elaine Loughlin, and Fine Gael TD for Louth, Fergus O'Dowd. Fergus, before we get to what it is, do we have any idea when it is? When is this thing going to be done?
Well, I think what Tarnas said, that the government want to do it, the public servants and indeed people in the private sector who gave so well during that very difficult time, they're entitled to it. The public want them to be looked after. So the question of the timing, I think what Leo said, it's better if it fell into this financial year, but that's not the most important thing. So I think the main thing is if we can all agree, first of all, I think, Anton, that we ought to have a day to commemorate all of those who passed during the pandemic and remember that it's not over yet and that people are still suffering as a result.
Well, sorry, is that separate? Is that the bonus? Is that the dividend, the day, or is that separate?
No, but I think I think it should be separate, and it could be a special day. It could be a special bank holiday. I personally wouldn't have any problem with that. I think we need a national day of to commemorate and remember.
Okay, let's park the bank holiday for one sec then. What about the bonus? Yep. Because the fact that there's general consensus means that people are saying, okay, we've now discussed this for probably about 6 months since it was first floated. Can we just do it?
Yeah, well, I think the question is, obviously a bonus involves a budgetary decision and it means that the government have to make decisions. I think it's exceptionally clear that government are committed to doing what is appropriate and what is affordable, obviously, is hugely important. And I think this is a time to consult with the unions, like the NBU, like obviously the Garda unions and so on, and the public sector, and recognise that we will be doing something and to find the most appropriate way that we can all sign off on.
But we could be at this till we all die of old age at that rate. I mean, surely there comes a point where you pull the trigger and say, here's the deal.
I don't think the budget is that far away. I think that the budget is the next couple of weeks. The Taoiseach said that Minister Michael McGrath is actually working on this. The work is really underway. I'm quoting his exact words. So, you know, let's listen to everybody. And I mean, the government are very clear that they have to do a thing that people want them to do, and that the public servants and the private workers are entitled to get.
But the issue is, who is it among the public servants, and whether or not, in fact, it should go beyond public servants. But let's take that first bit of it. There seems to be total agreement that anybody who is working in a ward dealing directly with COVID patients, they should get some kind of additional payment. What about Gardaí who weren't out and about during the period? Should they get an additional payment?
Of course, of course they should. And so should ambulance workers, and also should people, healthcare assistants in nursing homes. Like, there's a huge number of people who gave their all and put themselves at huge risk to help us get through the pandemic.
Civil servants also, in the Department of Social Welfare? Because Leo Varadkar mentioned them.
Yes,
what about people
also,
who weren't frontline?
People in supermarkets, people who stocked the shelves, people who manned the counters, you know, people who had a smile on their face when the whole country was worried as what might happen, who went into work every day and gave their all and gave huge public and think there's huge appreciation for those workers as well. Obviously, the people that drove the public transport, and the buses, the cars, the taxis. So, like, I mean, there's, huge numbers of people took great risk to help us. So I think it's a very broad church that we're talking about here.
But when you add the numbers up to that church, Fergus, I mean, when you look at the cost of that, however laudable the intent might be.
Of course it is costly, yeah.
But it'd be extraordinary. You're talking about hundreds of thousands of people.
Well, I think the question is, I think what what the Tarnisher said that he's talking about in his department, working on a, you know, statutory entitlement to sick pay for people who are low paid workers. He's talking about increasing by 30% the minimum wage. And these should be structural changes that will help many of these people to live, you know, a life more easy than they presently can. He's talking about legislating for the living wage. So these are structural changes over the years. You know, obviously it's not all going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah, but a lot of those are systemic matters that don't relate to a bonus payment from the pandemic. They are things that should be done anyway.
But they relate to low-paid workers who gave huge service. You know, people who are cleaners, you know, the care workers, all of these people, you know, they work silently and hugely.
But for example, you can't, I assume it can't be government. It can't be government policy that workers will be given a right to a living wage only because they risked themselves through COVID.
No, it's not. No, but it's recognising. I think it's recognising the fundamental change society has gone through as a result of the pandemic, the realisation of the worth of everybody who works and the respect that we need to show them, which, you know, obviously in a way that they'd appreciate most is in their pay and their work conditions.
Okay,
that is something hugely important.
You mentioned the number of people from different sectors who deserve recognition. One of those, of course, being the bus and transport drivers. We have with us Dermot O'Leary, who's General Secretary of the National Bus and Rail Union. Dermot, Fergus says that the government is engaging with the unions and trying to establish what it is the unions want. From the NBRU's perspective, what do you want?
Well, look, I suppose we lodged the claim back in March this year, ostensibly through CAE, but then on into the Taoiseach Department and the Minister for Transport. And basically the recognition, I suppose, was the first request of CAE to facilitate frontline transport workers. And it came in the form of extra annual leave. But I suppose, look, in the context of, you know, when you get to the negotiating table, you know, you negotiate what you can negotiate and you come away with the best deal you can.
How much annual leave did you want?
In its lowest form. The initial claim was for 10 days extra annual leave, similar indeed to some in the health sector. But I think at this stage, the issue has distilled down to one of, you know, there's many, many different options being, you know, suggested here. And I think there's probably more kites in the air this morning than there is birds and then with all the different options being, you know, being bandied about. But look, I suppose the first thing we need to do is get to that table. At the moment, it's a metaphorical table. We're not at the table yet in terms of discussing directly either with government or indeed the employer. And one assumes that the, you know, frontline transport workers, if they're to be rewarded, and they should be, you know, they went and donned the green jersey and put the shoulders in the wheel and all that.
How are you defining a frontline transport worker, Dermot? How do you define frontline transport worker? With the greatest of respect to those who work in the sector, yeah. there is materially a difference between somebody who is in a bus surrounded by passengers, and every time the bus does its route, it is a different set of potentially infected people that are joining them in a small environment versus somebody who's in the cab of a train. Do they all get treated the same?
Yeah, well, again, look, I suppose the first ask of us is recognition for all those that, you know, either operated or supported the operation of public transport. Again, it's a matter for negotiation when you get to a table to define who is and who is not entitled to it. And obviously, you'd respect that, and they wouldn't be doing that in the airways now. But certainly, there is a debate to be had. And again, our members in the front line of transport, you know, back in March 2020, like most of the population, if not all, were terrified of what they were facing into. And they did go to work, as you say, in that the type of environment.
But again, simply put, Dermot, you're going to face the kind of situation at that negotiation table where somebody is going to say to you, do you think a train driver is equal to a frontline COVID care worker?
Well, I can tell you one thing. The one thing I won't be doing, as I said already, Anton, is, you know, going into descriptive mode in terms of who should and who shouldn't get it. I represent frontline transport workers. I represent support staff as well. And again, they put their shoulders to the wheel. And again, it's important that, I suppose, from my perspective as a negotiator, I'd be given the opportunity to have those negotiations, not necessarily over the airways, but face-to-face, either with government or with the employer.
Dermot, thank you very much. That's Dermot O'Leary, who's the General Secretary of the NBRU. Elaine Loughlin, Deputy Political Editor of the Irish Examiner, is with us as well. Elaine, this looks like no matter what the government does, there are going to be a lot of disappointed and aggrieved people, or there's going to be a giant hole in this year's budget.
Yes, and at the start, it had been indicated that it would be frontline healthcare workers, your nurses, your doctors, potentially cleaners and assistants in hospitals and other healthcare facilities, but it does appear to be broadening out now. As you said, the Taoiseach indicated that other sectors within the public service should be rewarded as well. And then it begs the question, where do you stop? Do you award parents who at one stage became the moonshore and took over what is a state paid job usually through homeschooling? Do you reward the tens of thousands of older people who protected frontline workers by staying in their home, not seeing a single person for months when they cocooned? And then do you give the private sector workers, such as shop workers or other frontline workers in the private sector who may not be given a bonus by their own employers, does the state intervene there? So you can see how this is could potentially snowball beyond just your nurses and your doctors into the public sector and possibly beyond. And as you said, Anton, no one is going to be 100% happy with whatever the government put forward. But we do know that there will be some sort of one-off reward bonus, whether that's monetary or extra holiday days. That has been yet to be worked out, we believe.
Even that, though, Elaine, could be tricky. A text saying, Anton, as a postman, I know I'll end up working that bank holiday if we get an extra bank holiday. So it's not much reward. It's just more reminders of our pandemic. And undoubtedly the same is true of bus drivers and rail drivers. The bank holiday is just another day that they may end up working. So does that count?
Yes, of course that is. And going back as well to our frontline workers, your nurses, your doctors, your Gardaí, ambulance drivers, they would also all be working on a bank holiday. And as well, it had been noted that because there is such a scarcity or a staffing shortage, particularly within the health sector, that even if those frontline staff in hospitals were given extra days to take as holidays.
Yeah, or a day in lieu for the bank holiday.
Exactly. When did they take them? How did they take them? Do they have the possibility of taking them, or will they be called in because of staffing shortages when they book their holidays off? So all of this will be up for discussion and will be put forward to government.
Well, as Fergus O'Dowd said earlier on, it is not that long to the budget, so we'll watch this space. Elaine Loughlin, our Deputy Political Editor for the Irish Examiner. Fergus O'Dowd, Fine Gael TD for Louth, and Dermot O'Leary, General Secretary of the NBRU. Thank you all very much. Interesting suggestion as to who should get the bonus, whatever bonus it will be. Anyone who needed to wear full PPE should get some sort of bonus. A person working from home or not seeing the public face to face should not. A person in a shop, bus, bank is behind a nurse, nursing home attendant or ambulance driver. If we look at the ones at risk, frontline first, then we can look at essential workers after that.